Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. A spokeswoman for Governor Wolf says he will sign two police reform bills sent to his desk by the Senate. And there are more law enforcement reform bills still working their way through the legislature. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports.
One bill sent to the governor would require a thorough background check for someone seeking employment as a law enforcement officer. The other bill provides for new training for police, including use of force, de-escalation, and cultural awareness. House action is still needed for other police reform bills that were passed by the Senate. One of those bills is sponsored by Philadelphia Senate Democrat Sharif Street.
When we focus on making things better for those who society has left out, we invariably make society better for us all.
Senate Democrats, meanwhile, have announced a statewide racial equity solutions tour. Members will hold conversations and will participate in events in an effort to build support for solutions to end systemic racism. With coronavirus cases spiking in much of the country, Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning if things continue to stay the same, there could be 100,000 new infections each day. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports that's more than double the highs we're seeing now.
In recent days, the U.S. has seen 40,000 new cases several times. The previous high back in April was 36,000. Dr. Fauci and other top health officials testified before a Senate committee yesterday, and with states like Florida, Texas, Arizona, California now seeing huge jumps, Dr. Fauci says he wouldn't be surprised to see the U.S. hit that 100K mark.
I'm very concerned, and I'm not satisfied with what's going on, because we're going in the wrong direction. If you look at the curves of the new cases.
Fauci says he's concerned after seeing many images of people crammed in places like bars without masks on. He and the other health officials stressed the importance of covering faces. Philadelphia officials are backtracking a bit on plans to reopen from the COVID-19 shutdown because new cases of the virus are again rising. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports gyms and indoor dining have been removed from the activities that can resume on Friday.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says it was a difficult decision to prolong the shutdown for gyms and restaurants, and he understands the economic pain it's causing, but he believes it's the right thing to do.
We think it's better for us to be cautious now than, like Texas and Florida, open up restaurants and regret it later.
The city will go ahead with reopening shopping malls, libraries, and museums where mask requirements can be enforced. Even casinos can reopen with no food, drink, or smoking allowed inside, and outdoor gatherings up to 50 can resume with social distancing.
The new goal for reopening gyms and indoor dining is August 1st, but Farley says that could be moved up if progress is being made next month. If you're planning to head to the beach in Delaware this holiday weekend, you can cross bar hopping off your agenda. Delaware Governor John Carney is closing all beach bars, at least through the weekend beginning Friday.
Over the last couple weeks, we have experienced an uptick, a resurgence of COVID-19 positive cases in the beach areas specifically.
Governor Carney says there are no plans as of now to close the beaches. Governor Murphy is defending his decision to postpone Thursday's planned resumption of indoor dining. The governor says with coronavirus cases spiking in the rest of the country, he didn't want to run the risk of fueling a rebound in New Jersey.
I have enormous sympathy for the challenges that our restaurateurs are going through, and the thousands of dollars I don't take lightly for one second, but there's also 15,000 lives that we've lost, and we're trying to save every single one going forward.
Murphy also announced that people entering New Jersey from what is now a list of 16 states are required to self-quarantine. SEPTA's travel wallet is finally coming to the regional rail system. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Right now, regional rail commuters have to have a weekly or monthly trail pass loaded onto their SEPTA key fare card. But starting July 13th, occasional rail riders can pay with the stored value travel wallet function on their key cards. July 13th is also the day that SEPTA will require regional rail riders to tap in at the beginning of their trip and tap out as they exit.
SEPTA says there will be a grace period for riders who forget to tap. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.